the seed of your, the misery of your future life will be in the expectant attitude of your own duty. Leave it there. You are free. But at the same time, don't deny to discharge your duty, your quota. You must do that. That is karma yoga. Do everything as duty. Don't aspire after any result for that. The result, as it will come to you, you will try to be satisfied with that. That is karma yoga. Karma sannyasat, karma yoga visishyate. Sannyas, sannyasya karma yogascha nisriya sakarabhu. Tastu karma sannyas, karma yoga visishyate. If you give up the external duty, then you will be a loser in many respects. Shariro jatra pichate na prasiddhi da karmana. Even your living will be in danger if you leave karma, eliminate karma from exclusively from your program. So don't eliminate karma. Do, and that does not mean that be karma you will invite. Do what is generally as prescribed in the Shastra, do accordingly, but never aspire after it's the result. It leads to me. Aham hi sattva jyanang bhukta cha prabhuri bacha. Lead to the infinity. Hari Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
One question.
Maharaj, the nine islands of Navadvip, it is said that each one corresponds to one of the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam. It is said that Antadvip corresponds to Atmanivedanam. So, which process of devotional service is corresponding to this island, Koladvip?
Koladvip, Padasevanam.
Padasevanam.
Padasevanam. And Lakshmi Devi, she generally represents that sort of service. Padasevanam. She has got her special tendency to service of Narayana with Padasevanam. In the busy marga. And in Mahaprabhu's Lila, it has been added, Avarad Bhanjan, here, in the Padasevana part of his dham, he showed his extensive mercy by releasing the greatest offender against him. He pardoned them. A general forgiveness he showed to the offenders in his lila. Kuriya prakashe prabhu sri krishna chaitanya heno nahi jane niho nahi koila dhanya. All object was fulfilled by Mahaprabhu here in Kolandip. When after sannyas he came here. After sannyas, after 5 years, he once visited his home. And at that time, when he came first here, he took his resident in Vasudev Sadbhama's brother, Vidya Vachaspati. Vidya Vachaspati, he was the brother of Vasudev Sadbhama and the guru of Sanatana Goswami. He put up with him there and came to bath for in the Ganges, and so many offenders flocked together around him. and prayed for praise to be forgiven, to be pardoned, and he granted general amnesty. Yes, I absolve you all from all the offences you committed against me. One Chapal Gopal, oh, you have committed offence to Sivas Pandit, not to me. So you have go to him for forgiveness, and he will forgive you all. He told. Gaur Hari Bol. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Nizai Gaur Hari Bol, Nizai Gaur Hari.
One more question.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Akaram Brahma Paramam Svabhava Dhyatma Muchate. So these, I have a little confusion as to what is he referring to as the svabhava of Brahman as being adhyatma? What is this adhyatma translation proper?
Adhyatma, svabhava adhyatma uchyati. Okkharam brahma paramam. That you understand.
Yes.
Okkharam. As svabhava okkharam brahma paramam, then svabhava adhyatma uchyati. Bhutabhava udhavakara visarga karma sangita. Then?
Adhijagya.
Eh?
Adhijagya karo...
Adhijagya
karo...
Adhijagya... Adhijana...
Adhibhuta.
Adhibhuta karo bhava, prusas chadhi daivata, adhijagya he matra, dihi dihi bhajamba. Svabhava mane, which is including in the area of karma. Action and reaction in this world. Svabhava. That is the which is in the mental system, which is kept as thoughts and ideas, action, reaction, in the subtle form in the mental system. That is adhyatma, svabhava. Okay? The soul is independent of that, but it is captured in the mental system. And the mental system that is composed of many subtle things in these different stages of this world of exploitation, up to Satya Loka, the Svaguna, Satya Rajat Tama, Triguna, the subtle body. The subtle body, which contains within it the result of karma, that up to Brahma Loka, this prakita, this natural life, that is adhyatma. Adhikritam atma. Atma have got different meanings. Atma dehi dhitu jivi svabhavi paramatmani. Atma means svabhava, the nature. What is the nature? No, that is the karma, the result of karma that is contained in the mental system and it creates svabhava. Some say raja svabhava, sattva svabhava, and the tamo svabhava, and the svabhava, animal, the birds, the beasts, the worms, and the gods, the rishis that are within the circle of this Maya, well, 24 stages of life in the, within Maya. That is svabhava, within mental jurisdiction. With the dissolution of the mind, one attains Brahmaloka and further up. Otherwise, he is captured, the Atma is captured in the mental tendency, mental system. By the dissolution of the mental system, one is liberated. Okkhara. You follow?
Yes. Huh? Yes. Now, this adhyatma then...
Adhyatma.
...is temporary? So, Baba, is temporary?
Not temporary. After liberation, it will disappear. Baddha with Baddha Jiva, it is constant. Wherever he goes, he has got this mentality. duty connected with exploitation, gross or subtle, or gross or thin or very dense. The exploitation, sattva rajatama triguna, within exploitation, false identification, that I am kartaham, I am enjoyer, and he is wandering through the world, 14 worlds, chaddha bhuvana. That is all uddhātmā, ātmānam adhikatta. The soul is captured in the mental tendency, in the ambition of exploitation. The soul captured in the ambition of exploitation. That is, the whole life is uddhātmā. And when the charm for exploitation vanishes, he is liberated. Then, when he can appreciate the life of dedication, he enters Vaikuntha. And the fullest surrender, wholesale surrender to the Lord of love, then he attains Vrindavan. This way. Munishanang Sahasri, Brahmananang Sahasri, Satrajadi, Satrajadi Sahasri, Sarva Vedanta Parava. Sarva Vedanta Vit Kotya Vishnu Bhaktu Vishishati, Vishnu Bhakta Sahasri, Bhikanta Kuvish. Kindabhyad kimajdhattam, kinkarma purushottam. Adhivhutam kharubhav, purushaschadhi daivata. Adhijagya hema bhattva, adhijagya. I am the enjoyer of the sacrifice. All the yoga, all the sacrifice meant for me only. I am the recipient of all sacrifices anywhere it is mentioned, practiced. Hare Krishna, I am the bhokta for itself. Everything for me, arteshu abhigya sarat. I know why. Every event is for me. Every event happening for me. I know the meaning, none else. The creeper is moving. I know the meaning, none else. Absolute mind. And without no purpose, the creeper moving in the wind. This has got meaning, and I know the meaning, absolutely, and none else. I am everywhere, I am interested in everything, and everything happens to satisfy me only. No other end they may have. When they think there may be other end of life, they are in Maya. And it's false, they are suffering from false event. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Jai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So, Akharananda Maharaj, you have to reply to those letters.
I'd like to ask one more question.
Yes, yes.
From the function of this material world, there are so many laws and arrangements. What is the situation of this special world?
For proper functioning of this material world, there are so many laws and arrangements. Then what is the position of the spiritual world?
This is infinite. And whatever we can conceive, that is the finite of the finite. What we can do? There's so many. So much magnitude we can conceive, that is in one part, such is infinite. Infinite is so great, so big. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says to Arjuna, yeah, I am such. Arjuna, I have, what more I shall say to you? In nutshell, in conclusion, I say this much to you. Whatever you can conceive, that is in my one negligent part. I am so. Think about me like this, that what more, the most you can conceive, that forms only a negligent part of mine. I am such. So, we need not try to conceive that we have the conception of the infinite. That is futile. So, Gyane Prayasamudapasya. Don't indulge your intellect to capture the infinite within your cage. That is useless. People of Buddha love that. But only how to, you can utilize yourself in the universe. That is, that should be your inquiry. That I am a point in the infinite, how can, still I am something, how can I utilize myself in this infinite? That should be my duty to know. And then I will be normal. And if I want indulgence to know more and more, wild goose chasing, that is a kind of disease. But normality will return in me when I shall think that it is impossible, but I am a part of the infinite. How can I utilize myself in this infinite? To know that and to do that. That would be best thing recommended to us. For us. Know thyself. And do according. Infinity is there, you also are there. And you are a part of that infinite, it is also true. Then you have got your own partial duty, and you must do that and satisfy yourself. And if you go that, then you will be able to come in touch with the infinite. There you can meet infinity in its highest form that is possible for you to get. That is the conclusion of the scriptures, of the experts of the revealed truth, who received the revealed truth.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol.
Is the Lady Malati here?
Malati?
Two letters yesterday came in her name. Has she got them?
She's in Calcutta, Maharaj.
She has got gold. Who is standing there? Two standing. As Jayatirtha Maharaj may come, so we must be ready for that. Here I stop. How much the time?
Quarter to ten.
Some of the students ask the after this one. Perhaps that gentleman told, no, not after this war, but this war will be finished, and after 4 years, again greater world war will break out. And after that, India will get independence. That's why I wonder that came to happen with us. But not after 4 years or so, but after 20 years, the second great war. It began, first great war began in 18, and it was end, came to end in 1814 and 1840. And the second great war break out in 38 perhaps, in Poland. And then 45, it came to end. And 47 India got independence. 47 August. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. And that gentleman told me that I shall live up to 92 and have some rheumatic pains in the end of my life. And I shall have Atma Darshan, I shall be able to come to consciousness. Soul consciousness.
So, at the beginning, the state had made me, which took me to Swami Maharaj Patrik, I am there. And I can't sell that to any other person. My inner voice. Mahi kadran kaschit durgatin kata gacchu. Sabbadharmaan prithakcha maamika. So I go that side. And then standing there. To hear something from the Aitreta Maharaj.
Everyone is, especially the Aitreta Maharaj, is very eager to hear something from the Divine.
About his last tour, a very summary. They are very eager and in anxiety. So, a summary tour speech with which you may satisfy the present assembly. And hopeful aspect.
I've given some talks to them already since coming back.
All of them.
Most have heard about our plans and programs on the positive side. I think so.
No.
Giving some enthusiasm. And of course, as far as the bad news side is concerned, that always travels fast anyway.
We are out to search the Lord of Love, the conception about whom is given in Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Charitamritam. He is an autocrat, but he has got the heart which is full of infinite love. We are out in search of such a master. We should not think that the path is covered by the flowers.
but it may be maybe spread with thorns also. It is necessary to test our sincerity, that how much is our hankering for that Lord. Brahmadi Dev Yare Dhane Nahi Pai, there is a Bengali verse. Even the God like Brahma, the Creator, cannot bring him in his meditation. Brahmadi Dev Yare Dhane Nahi Pai. In another, Hari Birinchi Banchito Dev, the Brahma and the Shiva, he has got aspiration after him, but no guarantee that they have got it. We have come out for such an ideal. So you must be prepared for anything, any demand, what may be necessary as the price, for that. Only if we may take, we may not get him, but still we want to remain in the path of searching him. It's own reward. Is its own reward. There is an English proverb.
Virtue
is its own reward. Virtue is its own reward. That I am virtuous? Yes. That is my reward. I don't want anything else by living a virtuous life. So, that we are in the path of search of the highest truth of Krishna consciousness, that is our reward. We don't any other reward of success. What can be attained, that can be stale. So he can never be attained in such a way that the future would be something of stale. Asrishva padaratang pinastumam adarsunam madmahatang karutu yatha tatha ba vidadhatu lampatu mat prananatastu saiva virajaya maidannam dinabandhu dayamba gotiriho no bhavatta katinanyamamasti nipatatu satakuti netbhayam va navamba asvadavikuna payudastu yati chatakena. We are given advice and understanding in such a way that for the destination, the highest destination, we have got a conception of by Krishna consciousness, given by the Krishna consciousness. We must be prepared for anything else, any opposition. We shall rather invite like Kunti Devi, the Queen Kunti. The priest put him in danger. Constant danger. That is my friend to remind me about you. I have thought it best. So give me danger. So that should be our attitude in the quest of Krishna. And not that already acquired things at our disposal, the committees, the houses, the money, the power, there is Krishna. The monopoly of Krishna is there. In the power mongering, and showing up so many grandeur in the material world, it is not there. It is in faith. It is in faith, deep faith, deep faith, the ideal. We have to consult the scriptures. We have to consult the great honest men, Mahajan, Shastra. And Hidayena Bhunugyantu, and our sincere hearts, we can't ignore that. We must have this deeper approval. The deeper approval of our heart, that we are, what we are doing, rightly. This sort of underground consciousness we must have when we go to search about Krishna. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitang va jagadhisha kamai, mama janmani janmani shari, bhavatad bhakti rahi to gitvi. The causeless attraction of Krishna, not dependent of any other things or relations, the causeless, independent of all the acquisition of this mundane world. It is independent. It is independent, it does not depend on anything else. It is absolute. Absolute. Everything has got stand on it, but it is absolute. Exclusive. Exclusive attraction for him. Otherwise he won't care to have any connection with us. He cannot tolerate any partner. Krishna can't tolerate any partner because he is the Absolute. We heard from our Guru Maharaj that there are so many qualifications, the characteristic in him, in Narayana. Vaishwajyasya, samajyasya, virjasya, jasasya, jnana vairagyayashchaiva, vairagya. Narayan or Krishna, he has got it, vairagyam. He is indifference to the world. Our Guru Maharaj remarked in this way, that his vairagya, his indifference to this world is so much that we can't find him though searching. Everything belongs to him, but his abnegation, self-abnegation, his indifference to this world is so much that he could not be found out in any part of this world, which is in his position. He has got such a type of vairagya, indifference. So indifferent to everything, but only he cannot be indifferent to his beloved. In consideration with the other parts of the world, he is everywhere, he is nowhere. Everything is in him, nothing is in him. But in the case of his devotees, Maite Teshu Chapahang, I am always there, they are always in me. In Bhagavad Gita, we find that. In Sarup Shakti, he cannot withdraw from his Sarup Shakti. Of course, to show his presence in different way, that is another thing. But he cannot be quite completely indifferent to the Sarup Shakti. So, one who has got a slight drop of Krishna bhakti, naturally he will be apathetic to anything else. Annabhilash, karma, gyan. Adi means yoga and svaitharya. Annabhilash, fleeting desires. Baseless, temporary, fleeting desires. That is Annabhilash. Karma, organized way of organized active life in which morality and also utilitarianism is can be seen. And some sort of conception, mostly imaginary, of Godhead. Karma, gyan. Gyan, to eliminate from the present environment of attraction and complete withdrawal from this world of exploitation, and to take shelter only under deep and infinite slumber, something like that. Samadhi, Brahma Samadhi or Prakriti Samadhi, either in Viraja, the highest, the most, the crudest conception of this worldly energy, and the Brahmalok, the outermost conception of the real world, of Vaikuntha. Karma, Gyan, Yoga. Yoga means Gyan and Yoga, slight difference between them. The yogis engaged in search of the innermost substance. What is within, anur, nyan, the smallest of the small, all pervading, which is living in the innermost position of an atom or electron in the yoga. Karma jnana dhanavatam, not any contamination of all these filthy ideas of life. Anukulena krishnanu, adi means svaitilla, slothfulness, indifference to the attempt which is necessary for the service of Krishna. Karma jnana dhanavatam. Then also another thing to be considered. Anukulena krishnanushilam. Not pratikulena. In Bhagavatam there is a sloka. Kamat, desat, bhayat. Chaidyadayuni bhai in this way. It is, it does not mean to touch the very inner meaning, but externally it is giving some description that anyone, if comes in his connection, direct or indirect, he is relieved of this worldly life. So the Kamsa is always afraid of Krishna. Anyhow, it brought him in relativity of Krishna. Not in a loving attitude, but in a animistic feeling. Is always afraid. The Shishupal always has jealousy about Krishna. But he cannot give out the thought of Krishna, always thinking of Krishna, but jealous. So this bhoy, this indirect connection with Krishna also takes one to Krishna. But the real adjustment is here in this way. Gurupa Goswami Prabhu has given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Jad orinam nijanam tu prapam ekam iva uditam. Jad orinam nijanam tu prapam evo iva uditam. Tat brahma krishna yo rachat kiranakapamo yusha. What is mentioned in the scriptures in different places, and that anyone coming in connection with Krishna, direct or indirect, they can attain him. Then, what is the analytical meaning here, that when the sun and the sun ray, the sun ray is included in with the sun, so also when Brahma, the consciousness, mere consciousness, is connected with Krishna, then it may be applicable that the that those are in the cultivation of in indirect way they will come to Brahma Loka, Sarvijya Mukti. Up to Brahma Loka. Brahma Loka is, in the broadest sense, Brahma Loka is included in Krishna. So, Desha and the Bhaya, all these indirect cultivation, they come to the, up to this Brahma Loka. Jada Orinang means what talked about the enemies of Krishna, Orinang, and Nijanang. Those are his own loving, affectionate servitors. Prapam ekam iva uritam. Generally it seems, apparently it seems, that their attainment is one and the same. But Rupa Goswami is giving a caution to us. Ekam iva uritam, approximately it speaking, it seems like that, but really, it is not so. Because in the case of the indirect cultivation, the Brahma Loka has been identified with him. And those that are having a favorable cultivation of Krishna, about Krishna, for them, the Sarupa Shakti, and according to that, capacity and the nature, there is great differentiation from Vaikuntha to Goloka and in different rasa. So, approximately it has been described in the Shastra that is one and the same. In any way, one may connection with Krishna and he will get him. But him means a great difference between the two aspects of him. One is Brahmalok, just in the beginning of his land, and another is his own home, where he prays with his friends. This great gulf, the distance, we have to understand when we have to adjust the things in this way. Jada Orinam means about the enemies, Nijanam, and about his own, prapam, their prospect, ekam eva, only one and the same, uditam, kothitam, is described in the scripture. Thought that statement,